Hi there, I'm Kate McClellan, and I've been a professional wedding planner for over 20 years now. I started Planning Collective when I noticed that though most couples are super excited about getting engaged, they quickly feel overwhelmed and intimidated by the actual process of planning their weddings. If left unchecked, this can lead to massive burnout and the urge to scrap all your plans and just elope. While this is totally normal, you don't have to sacrifice your sanity for your dream wedding. In the Wedding Planning Collective podcast, I'm going to share the processes, tips, and tools that all engaged couples like you need to feel confident, supported, and excited about your wedding plans again. Let's get started. Hey there, before we get to the episode, I have a quick question for you. Have you been unsuccessfully trying to shake that feeling that you're forgetting something when it comes to your wedding? You've got the Knot app and you've downloaded countless other planning checklists, but you just can't get rid of that sneaking suspicion that there's something you don't know yet. It's a very common feeling when it comes to wedding planning. So much so that I decided to put together a free resource to help get rid of what I call FOWO, the fear of wedding oversight. Yes, it does include that 12-month task checklist, but that's just the start. In addition to the ultimate wedding planning checklist, my new Don't Forget list also includes a wedding vendor checklist, your shopping list, a packing list for the wedding weekend, and a complete wedding item setup list to make sure that you are truly not forgetting anything when it comes to your wedding. And you heard me right. This list is free for you to grab right now. Just head over to planningcollective.com/forgetting and it's all yours. That's planningcollective.com/FORGETTING and let's get rid of that FOWO together. All right, let's get on to the episode. Hey guys, Kate here. Welcome back to another episode of the Wedding Planning Collective podcast. This is the second of a 5-episode series where I'm going to be going over the actual first steps in planning your wedding. Now, I know it's much more fun to jump right into trying on dresses and touring venues, but I promise you that if you spend just a little bit of time making sure that we have these first 4 pillars of your wedding planning in place, it is going to make the rest of the planning so much easier. And like I mentioned last time, I'm not talking about putting off the planning for like weeks and weeks. Spend 30 to 60 minutes on this, and you're going to feel so much more confident throughout the rest of your planning process. Before we get into the first pillar, make sure that you've listened to the previous episode or watched the previous video in this series. That's where we review the common and expensive wedding planning mistakes that many couples make, and you definitely don't want to be a part of that group. And I also go over the different accounts that you'll likely want to have set up prior to reaching out to any venues or vendors. In that episode, we also talk about comparing the wedding planning process to that of building a house. You start with the plans or the blueprint, and then you build out from there. And the first step in building that house is creating a strong foundation. Just like building the house, we need to start with a strong foundation with your wedding plans. There are 4 pillars to creating this foundation in your wedding plans, and that's going to be your priorities, your budget, your guest list, and your checklists and timelines. Today, we're going to talk about pillar 1, your wedding priorities, and we'll cover each of the others in the next 3 episodes or videos in the series. As a reminder, though, if you're listening to the podcast, you can access this full series right now over at planningcollective.com/blueprint. That's also where you can get a copy of the workbook that I'm going to be referencing for today's episode. Okay. Let's talk wedding priorities. This is where we're going to make sure that you're planning the wedding that you want and not a wedding built around others' opinions or what you think you should be doing. It might seem a little bit basic starting with wedding priorities, but if you remember the story about Paige and Craig from last episode, this is the step that is really going to make sure that you're not making that same mistake. As a reminder, they had used the Knot app to put together a basic budget, and they had locked in a venue that they thought was going to be well within their budget. They had missed a few fees that are pretty common for couples to not notice at the beginning, and they hadn't really gone through their priorities on what they wanted for the rest of the details for the event. After they had locked in the venue, they realized that the cost of the venue didn't give them enough wiggle room to hire the band that they wanted, and they really had to scale back on the floral and decor items that they wanted. If they had gone through this step of figuring out what their priorities are before they locked in their venue, they would have likely picked a different venue that would have given them the freedom to be able to do the other things that in the end were a higher priority to them. You don't want to look back at your wedding with regrets, and this is the step that will ensure that that does not happen. All right, let's get into the different categories that you want to think about when it comes to your wedding priorities. The main ones are going to be the location, time of year, size of guest list, and the wedding details. In regards to the location, I'm referring to the city or state at this point, not necessarily specific venues. Now, again, this might be an obvious answer for some if you're both from the same area and your family is all still in that same area, city or state. This might be an easy decision for you. But for others, it's more of a discussion. If everyone is spread out across the state or different states or even different countries, that's your first step in figuring out where you want the wedding to take place. Once you decide on a city for the wedding, you need to figure out what type of location or venue you like. Do you want a church, temple, or religious institution for the ceremony? Or are you thinking more of like a banquet hall or traditional venue that can accommodate both the ceremony and the reception? If you have a significant number of guests that are traveling and won't have cars, you'll probably want to be close to a hotel or an area where they can walk around. While you're thinking about the location, you should be thinking about what time of year that you want to get married as well. For example, if you want a beautiful outdoor garden ceremony, you probably shouldn't get married in February in Michigan. But the season could also be impacted by things that are not weather related. Like if you live in a college town and you have a fall wedding, you could be bringing on a huge set of challenges like finding room blocks and dealing with other congestion when it comes to college football traffic. If you're in a downtown area, make sure that there aren't any events or festivals that are happening around the time that you're thinking of having the wedding. If there's a big concert, convention, or festival in your town, that again can really impact not just hotel availability, but the ease of how everybody can get around town. Those weekends will most likely be much more expensive when it comes to flights and hotels as well for your guests. You'll also want to make sure that you're considering your job or other family and personal obligations that may come up in the time that you're looking to have your wedding. For example, if you're a CPA, you'll probably want to steer clear of tax season, and summer is an ideal time for teachers that are getting married. Make sure you consider family events or obligations. If your cousin is also getting married, stay in communication about the dates that you're looking for so you're not picking something that is too close to each other, putting stress on guests that would be coming to both. Once your venue is booked, you cannot backtrack if you discover that there is a big conflict. Next up, you're going to want to discuss the size or type of wedding that you want to have. Now, this is different than the actual guest list. We're going to get into that in pillar 3, but here we want to talk about the general size that would be ideal for you. Generally speaking, there are 5 different sizes or styles of weddings. A micro wedding would be anywhere between 2 and 20 guests. An intimate wedding would be between 20 and 60 guests. Now, this size wedding is definitely growing in popularity, and it's often referred to as an elopement. A small wedding would be between 60 and 120 guests, a medium wedding between 120 and 200, and a large or huge wedding would be anywhere over 200 guests. Now, I find that most couples already know if they want to have a large family event where they're inviting absolutely everybody, or if they want to keep things smaller and more intimate. But for some, it's more of a discussion, and you really need to talk it through to decide. The reason it's important to do this prior to booking anything is if you know you're going to have a large guest count, or maybe somewhere between like the small and medium, this can really impact the venues that you're going to look at and what's available to you. It's also really going to impact your budget and how things are broken down. So again, we're not looking for like an exact guest count at this stage, but an idea of, do you want something that's a big party? Or are you hoping to keep things more intimate and small? This final conversation that you need to have regarding your wedding planning priorities is probably the one that most couples skip, and that's about the wedding details themselves. This is where you want to do a brain dump of sorts regarding all of the things that are important to you for your wedding. So going back to our initial example with Paige and Craig, if we had sat down in the beginning and talked about how it was important for them to have a live band and these big floral displays, we would have known to adjust the budget accordingly to make sure that we're not spending too much on the venue. We would have known right from the beginning that venue was not going to allow these other things to happen. And that's the point where they could have decided, do we want to stick with this venue and have a DJ? Or do we want to look for another venue that will allow us to have the band? With so much of wedding planning, there's not a right or wrong answer. It's not like there's only one path that you should take, and if you take the wrong one, everything's ruined. There are going to be multiple good options. It just depends on what you want. So you need to know what it is that you want before you start making decisions that are going to narrow things down for you. Now, to help you do this, you can find the priorities page in the workbook. Again, if you're listening to this podcast, you can find that at planningcollective.com/blueprint. Here you'll find the main categories that are typically a part of planning a wedding, like your floral and decor, music, chairs, rentals, all of the different vendors and details that go into planning a wedding are going to be listed here. And I recommend you use that sheet to jot down everything that specific category that's important to you. So if there's a specific date that you absolutely know you want the wedding to be on, of course, that is going to be a top priority, or a specific venue or location. If it's important for you to have farm tables or shivari chairs, or again, that live band, this is where you're going to note all of those things. Do you want a photo booth, a live painter? Is it really important for you to have specialty flatware and glassware and unique linens? Do you not care about any of that, and whatever comes with the venue is fine? This is where you're going to brain dump all of those things so you have it in one place before you start making decisions. Now, some of these priorities will impact your budget, while others will just simply help you determine where to focus your energy. So don't get caught up in like the budget or pricing correlation with all of these categories. We're going to get into that in the next pillar. Of course, like we talked about with the band and the florals, some will have a direct relationship with your budget. And so we want to make sure that we know that in advance. So take some time to sit back and discuss what is important to you both for your wedding. We'll be revisiting these priorities throughout the rest of the entire planning process. The clearer you are from the beginning at what is important to you, the easier these decisions will come down the road. We're going to discuss what to do with these priorities once you know what they are in the next episode or the next video, which is where we're going to get into pillar number 2, the wedding budget. If you're anxious to get started with that now, remember you can watch all the episodes now in the Wedding Planning Blueprint Preview Series at planningcollective.com/blueprint. Of course, if you're looking for even more wedding chat, head over to the Wedding Planning Collective Facebook group and say hi. It's a growing community of other engaged couples looking for planning help, inspiration, and most importantly, just wanting to talk weddings all the time. If you found this episode helpful, please take a quick second to rate and review on the platform you're listening on. It would absolutely mean the world to me, and it will help other couples find the wedding planning help they need. Thank you so much, and I will see you in the next episode where we discuss your wedding budget.